Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes when Bob Chapman joins us. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm going to run down just crazy news breaking left and right, get his quick take on it, get some economic breakdown, and then take your calls. But I wanted to get Steve Schenck on because our phones are exploding, asking, you know, what's happening in Tennessee. And then, of course, obviously being the biggest storable foods and most reliable in the country, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, they got just massive phone calls about it. It's just unbelievable to see how crazy things are getting. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and you don't know how to use them, you're crazy. And if you don't get basic training for them and store them right, you're crazy as well. And I'm not trying to lecture you here, but this is all common sense. The system wants us domesticated. And in every case, from Stalin to Pol Pot right through, they use food as a weapon. Henry Kissinger said they'd use food as a weapon. In State Department Memorandum 200, the UN said it in 96 at their World Food Conference. That's why they're trying to shut down family farms and ranches. But look, America's fighting back. Here's the Hill today. I meant to get to this earlier with Steve. Farm Dust Bill approved in the House. The legislation is needed, H.R. 1633, because any dust, including hay, is considered a toxic waste, $10,000 fines. It passed 268 to 150. Now, that's the EPA shutting down most of our power plants now that aren't General Electric owned. This is a military economic attack on us by the bankers. They don't like the wealth of this country. They want to consolidate it. They want you under their control. Defeat them. Grow gardens. So what if the cops come and say you can't and they have to inspect it in areas of Oklahoma and Michigan? They're crazy authoritarians and they need to be confronted. And somebody wants to know about your food, they can go to Hades. And at a certain point, ladies and gentlemen, look, I got guns and I got food and you're not getting them. At a certain point, you got to say, I'm manned up and that's the end of it. Now go ahead and try it. You just can't live your whole life groveling. It invites these wolves. Now, side issue, I'm ranting and I've got to get you back up soon for a full hour, Steve, to talk everything food because I'm hearing food ads everywhere. All these fly-by-night companies I never heard of. It's obviously people are finally waking up. I hope they go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for those specials. I hope they give you guys a call, but you're not here for that today. And I said we wouldn't go there, but I can't help it. I believe in this, so I can't shut up. But briefly, in how we're even out of time, I got Bob Chapman holding. He's great. He's awesome. He's a sweetheart. I'll get his take after you leave. Stay there. We'll do two more minutes on the other side, but get started now. What do you recommend you do? Because I know you've given advice for years on the food. If things do break down, it's not the government you're going to have to worry about probably. It's going to be thieves looking for it. What do you do with the food?
Well, very simply, you should try and keep it in a secured area in terms of temperature and storage, that type of thing. Keep your food as comfortable as you are, but be very careful. Treat it like it is your wealth. It is your life. So don't be talking about it a great deal. Encourage your friends and family to store their own. But the best attitude that I can give you is that food is your greatest dependency and the way that you maintain your freedom. Food is freedom right now. So what you have to do is look at it from the standpoint, if you don't want to take a totally negative attitude toward the government and the possible confiscation and things, if you just want to be reasonable and say, look, it's my personal responsibility to care for those I love. It's also, as an American, my patriotic responsibility to take care of my family so that the...
I'll tell you what, stay there, stay there. Stay there and finish your statement, then we'll go right to Bob Chapman. Bob holding there at internationalforecaster.com. Folks can give eFoods Direct a call and ask any questions, get brochures, 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now is the time to get ready.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, it's the Friday edition. We've been so jam-packed with news and guests, I haven't taken calls. But I've gotten better lately getting to some calls some days, because I want to take them. But we will next week, absolutely. Jaron, I know we've got a lot of big guests, and now Ron Paul says he's coming on Tuesday. But we're going to not get too many guests next week, at least an hour or two a day, because I want to hear from you while all this is happening, because I do hear from you in the comments, the emails, and everything else that's happening. There is so much crazy news here that we're going to get to. It's all just off the charts that we're going to be breaking down. And we're going to get Bob Chapman's take on it. And you know what? Take some financial questions for Bob Chapman. Specific questions for Bob Chapman, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But going back to Steve Shank, and again, I had the idea to get him on today because we were getting calls, they were getting calls, because the feds have gotten GPS everybody's doors. They've got executive orders about food confiscation, shutdown of media in an emergency. But now they're testing the takeover of the media for the first time ever last month. The 9th of November. They are now manning the FEMA camps. We got the FEMA documents. You can call Kellogg, Brown, and Root. They're now getting companies set up to, within 72 hours notice, when they pull the trigger, man camps all over the U.S. for civil emergencies, environmental, whatever. The Pentagon's hiring internment specialists. They're training everybody for urban warfare and riot control. Look at what's happening in Europe. And people, even as this is happening, can't believe it's happening. By admitting it's happening and saying it's wrong, people will be aware of it and say no, and know it's staged as the next phase happens. Look, I went to urban warfare drills 13, 14 years ago and knew this was coming. And I knew it'd take them a while. This is a long-term strategic takeover. The globalists have the country, but they really want to transform it. And when I witnessed military training to confiscate our guns, round up citizens, search our houses, and since then, now it's admitted. I told you 9 years ago TSA would be on the highways. I watched a TSA meeting on C-SPAN for 2 hours. So, I mean, I know what they're going to do because they've told us. I knew they'd bankrupt Europe and announce a Bank of the World. Then they'll bankrupt the U.S., merge us all in. You'll pay three taxes at least directly to the criminals. They now admit in Time Magazine, Newsweek, it is Bank of the World, Goldman Sachs at the head of it, taking over Europe, getting rid of their sovereignty. That's some of the news. The Prime Minister of England has vetoed it. For the first time ever, England has used its veto to not enter this, because that would be the end of England's sovereignty. So wild stuff's going to start happening. Reportedly, they wouldn't even shake Cameron's hand. There was a big argument with Sarkozy and Merkel. In fact, I had those articles like 10 minutes ago. They're here in my stack. I'll get to them. The news is coming in so fast, I can't even deal with it right now. Finishing up with our food expert. He's also our sponsor, but I want to get him on just to break down what he's seeing. I'm seeing total media saturation now, which means obviously people are finally taking action. I know you've had to add more factories, massively increase your year-out buying of food for crops that aren't even planted yet to keep prices down at eFoodsDirect.com. But, Steve, just briefly, is this the greatest food buying you've ever seen?
Oh, it's absolutely absurd. I have never, and the thing is that what we're doing as Americans is we're competing with other countries. China and India, the big population countries of the world, are out there farming the planet. And what folks don't realize is that we literally are in a battle for our food. And what has to happen is realize that events like in Tennessee are just an indicator of how important food is. If it's drawing that kind of attention, some of it negative in this case, the fact is that we as Americans, you as a family, have to look at the fact that you are competing for your food today. The reason food prices are going up so much is these other countries are coming on and buying the raw materials that we're out there fighting to get so that we can process the food and get it to families so that they can put it into their storage. And in fact, a lot of those families are eating the food right now because the food costs in the grocery store are so high. So this is right now, you might say it's a war for freedom, but we are in a worldwide food war right now. So get yours is the only thing I can say.
And by the way, you saw this, Steve, 5 years ago saying, watch, it's the commodities are going to go up. And now you watch any financial show, they admit the elite are getting out of paper currencies and going into farmland and food production. And they're saying that's the next big bubble.
And Alex, so, mm-hmm. Alex, they are dumping their gold to go into food. They're dumping gold now. Remember when we said that it was paper going to gold and then eventually the only currency on the planet would be food? That's where we are. People, large investors are dumping gold to get into food. They're buying the agriculture. What we're doing and what I've concentrated all my time on right now is buying raw materials out ahead of time so that these other countries don't buy them away from us so Americans can have food. That's where we are. And this Tennessee thing should only light the fuse that says this thing is in the process of exploding right now. You are absolutely right. You've been right the way you've been calling it for the last 10 years, Alex.
Well, I wish I wasn't right. We're watching the New World Order come into being. Steve Schenck, give out. Well, I mean, I guess I should give it out here. In fact, I've got it here in my stack. I want to give out the phone number. It's 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex Define, the holiday specials. You've got some free sample packs and a lot more. Folks just pay for shipping and a lot of other specials running at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Steve Schenck, thanks for joining us.
Alex, I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Thanks for coming on to explain to everybody what's happening out there. Okay, For the rest of the hour, Bob Chapman every Friday joins us, always gracious to do that. Former military intelligence, the largest private silver and gold broker for a very long time, had the largest private newsletter, put out the Gary Allen Report for years, helped publish None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Gary Allen's son now runs Politico. Wow, talk about the son being different from the dad. All of that is going on. And look, I've got insane news here in front of me, but in the 5 minutes we've got before we go to break, quite frankly, I'm looking for my Cameron articles where I've got a bunch of mainstream articles where they're saying Cameron says no to the New World Order and stuff. I'm going to dig those out coming up to get Bob's take on it. But, Bob, I know you've always are on top of it. I haven't asked you if you saw it yet, but it just came out 2 hours ago. Do you know about Cameron vetoing this super EU, stripping all the countries of their sovereignty because they realize England would forfeit all its sovereignty to the euro? I mean, he's a globalist, and he said he was going to support it. But what does this veto mean? And then you wrote an article, and others have written it, mainstream articles, admitting this is a total destruction of sovereignty. How are things going in Europe, where you lived for many years and studied things? What's happening right now? How big is this?
I think that England and the U.S. for a long time have wanted to take the euro down. As we all know, England never belonged to the euro, but they did and do belong to the European Union. And it looks like they made the excuse, look, we want concessions. And Sarkozy from France and Merkel from Germany said, no, we're not going to do that. And he says, good, I'm not joining your group. You're not going to do that to my country. The group is what they want to do. And this will eventually affect England, but not immediately, because this ESM, European Stabilization Mechanism, only would originally apply to the 17 countries that are in the eurozone. The other 10 that don't use a euro, they'd get it later, and that includes England. So England's just saying, look, we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow you to have a committee in Luxembourg and not going to allow you to have 17 or 27 secretaries of the treasuries is what they'll call them, so you'll understand what they are, finance ministers. We're not going to give them immunity to do what they want to do, to tell governments what they can spend and how they can spend it within their own confines of their own country. And they want to control the budgetary and fiscal policies of each of the 17 countries originally, and then later the other 10. And ostensibly you'd have a new world currency, the euro, which the other 10 wouldn't even be part of anyway. So England's saying, look, we're not going to do that. It's surprising. But then again, really, is it? You know, they've been ambivalent about joining the euro for years. They stayed out of it. Denmark, Sweden stayed out. And they've come back for votes since, and they've stayed out. They voted to stay out. And so what's going on here is a power struggle. And quite frankly, I think it plays right into Germany's hands, because 65% of Germans never wanted to be in the euro. The same number, if not 70%, depending upon whether you count men or women, women are higher, they're 70%. They did not want the European Union. And Germany was forced into it. They said, look, they, being America and England and France, and particularly America and France, if you want to reamalgamate Germany, bring your country together, then you've got to stand up and be in the euro and the European Union. So Helmut Kohl gave in, and that's what they did. It cost the Western Germans, we'll call them, gazillions of trillions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, Germany is still basically occupied. But back when they started merging the two countries, it was occupied from the east and from the west. And Germany didn't even really have a say, from my research. I mean, wasn't even Helmut Kohl still a quasi-puppet? I mean, it was only de Gaulle. The French had to kick England and the U.S. out. Remember what de Gaulle did? And he grabbed his own nukes back and all that?
That's right.
You remember all that? Was a big stand down right there.
De Gaulle was for France, and that was the end of it. He didn't care about any other alliance.
Yeah, he was ready to order the military to get into a fight. All right, because the bankers don't take your country over. It's like, oh, well, Hitler took over. Well, we'll take it. And then France had to say, no, get out of here. America has to do the same thing to the New World Order.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Yeah, what do you need the bankers to do? Wear big devilish top hats? But that's all John Corzine needs. Haven't even gotten Bob Chapman's take on that yet. We will be taking your calls, 800-259-9231, your financial questions for him. And I will, at the next segment, get into a ton of stuff. And yes, I'm wearing a top hat, folks. I was in a shop in Arkansas, and they were selling hats, and they had a top hat, and I thought I'd buy one because John Corzine's going to be on the nightly news tonight. It's not going to really be John Corzine, but I'm going to do a little bit. I occasionally do a little comedy bit. And so Look for that tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. All right, going back to Bob Chapman, finishing up with the euro, I then want to get into the incredible MF Global testimony where he just said, I don't know where the money is. Gee, I'm really upset. I don't know where it is. The money disappeared, and then I resigned the next day, and the head of the CFTC that worked for me for many years at Goldman Sachs, he's invested, he's disappeared, and Congress is basically like, well, that's all right. The money's missing, and first time in 150 years at the Chicago Mercantile, you know, now the CME Group, that this has happened, but we're just not going to worry about it. So a new precedent is set. Bob Chapman, please continue.
Well, the precedent is set in the Corzine affair, we'll call it, MF Global. They're in commodities. Commodities are different than the other two major markets, which are bonds and shares. In fact, the bond market's 100 times bigger than the share market, and the commodity market makes up about 1% of everything. So it's a very small market. And I've always told people to stay away from it. And the reason why is you got to be a pro to be in there. And the agreement that you sign isn't worth the paper it's written on. They can hypothecate what's in your account, and they will rehypothecating from what I understand. For those of you who don't know, hypothecation is lending. So if you have an account that's a margin account, which you have to have, then they can take the things which are in your account and use them and sometimes lend things that are in there, money, whatever. And they were not only doing that, they were relending it again, which in the United States is illegal. In Europe, it is legal, and they use that loophole. But the bottom line here under Sarbanes-Oxley is that Mr. Corzine, as the CEO of the company, had to sign off on the contents of the audit. And he had to know that there was money that was being misappropriated. And this didn't happen a month ago when we saw it. And it was happening 6, 7, 8 months before. And that means the CFTC had to have known about it. Well, they're saying they didn't. Well, of course they did. And, of course, being Corzine's friend, the man that runs the CFTC, I think he probably looked the other way. Like they and the SEC have for so many years with politically connected or financially connected people. And I think he is as guilty as can be. I think his testimony touched upon subjects where it wouldn't subject him to prosecution. If they're going to find a way to prosecute him criminally, they're going to have to do their own digging. And that avoidance is what that appearance was all about. And there'll be more appearances, and he'll do the same thing. What they're all looking for, and there was more than him involved, is fines. And if I was running the CFTC, I'd say, well, that's simple. You 15 guys over there, you did all this stuff. And we're missing $1.2 billion, so come up with the money and pay the people back. And then we'll kick you out of the business so you can't do this again.
But they won't even do that. It's like the big banks caught laundering $376 billion in 2 years. They paid a $110 million fine on it. We did the math on that. It's like, what, 0.03?
Chump change. We saw that with Michael Milken as well. He stole $3 billion, gave the government $1 billion, and lived happily ever after.
Yeah, but that was one-third. It's like I rob a bank, and I've got $5 million, and I give them $100. So the cops pull up and they go, oh, Mr. Jones, we need the $100. I'm, oh, here you go. There's $100 of the giant bags of cash I'm stealing. I mean, it's just lunacy.
Well, it shows you how systemically corrupt our system is, and it is really a criminal syndicate.
And it's getting worse, undoubtedly. All right, I want to come back, cover news headlines, and get your quick take on it in a news blitz, Bob. And then I want to get to some phone calls for financial questions for Bob Chapman. And, of course, we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the syndicated radio/TV show. But, hey, I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, with Lord Christopher Monckton and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com. Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was the place we'd meet, second seat.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, your phone calls are coming up here in about 10 minutes for the balance of the hour. If I can get my phone system to uncrash, and the phone calls are there, it's just not displaying them to me, so that's coming up with your questions for Bob Chapman. Let me just read some of the headlines we've already gotten to and then get to some of the new ones. I mentioned these earlier, but I didn't have it in my hand. Daily Mail, we're on our own now. Cameron uses the veto for first time to opt out of new treaty to save the euro and give more power to Brussels. Doesn't save the euro. They always designed it to implode. They admit that, to give them unlimited power. Just incredible power grab happening, economic domination. And they scapegoat Germany, like it's running it all. The bureaucrats, the globalists, it's the banks. Germany's fitting the bill. Again, they always spin it off onto some scapegoat. The Germans never had a vote to enter this. The Germans don't want to bail out. They want out of the euro. They don't want to give people money. Continuing, Le Snub. Moment Sarkozy dodges Cameron's handshake with a swift body swerve after Prime Minister says no to treaty changes. So here's another one. Merkozy, that's Merkel and Sarkozy combined, letter to EU. Now is the time to strip countries of sovereignty. I mean, they admit they won't even be countries anymore. Unbelievable. Here's another one. UN calls for eco-fascist world government at Durban summit. And we are going to have Lord Christopher Monckton on tonight from South Africa. Bureaucrats in the UN climate summit in Durban have outlined plans for the most draconian, harebrained, and madcap climate change treaty ever produced. And each country and each individual will have their climate debt, of course, paid to the bankers. You can't make this up. And that dovetails with dust from hay, $10,000 fine. Calling tilling the soil a crime against Earth. Here in America, of course, not on other countries. It's the globalists have invested in other countries. They want to shut us down. Oh, my gosh. Continuing here, we've got all of those reports. By the way, that's out of the Hill newspaper. That's not me saying that. You can't make this stuff up. Hey, you can't have a garden in your yard. Hey, you can't sell lemonade. Hey, you can't sell raw milk. The Austin police chief didn't believe me when I said, no, they arrest people for selling raw milk. No, they have year-long stings. He's like, come on, Alex, knock it off. I mean, I don't know how he could be charming and seem smart, the Austin police chief, and not know all this stuff's going on. I mean, who are these people in the system that are just so willfully ignorant of everything? Now, he didn't try to weasel out of the whole thing with the Fast and Furious, which is confirmed now to be totally staged in the government memos to be blamed on the Second Amendment. I want to get Bob's take on that. And also, speaking of that, Eric Holder yesterday, we played the clip in the first hour, he says that, no one at the DOJ has ever lied. And that even though they said that they weren't over it, it was their intent. Yes, they knowingly lied, but they didn't intend to mislead Congress. More lawyer games. Bob Chapman, what do you make of the Fast and Furious, the latest information on that front? And then what do you make of, in Tennessee, News 5 reports, they are going door-to-door asking about firearms, guns, preparedness. And the article's like it's no big deal, it's just innocuous, doesn't mention that. We've talked to the folks on the ground. It says there's 22 questions, but they don't, Bob, they don't ask you, what about things except your food and firearms and stuff, but the article doesn't even tell people that. Bob, what's your take on just all this craziness?
Well, they're lining everybody up. They'll test it there in Tennessee, and the next thing you know, it'll be all over the country, and everybody will expect it. And they'll come with their questions, and do you answer their questions? It's just that you don't tell them you get food. You don't tell them that you grow food in the backyard. You don't tell them you got any guns. If they ask you, say no.
Well,
you're not under subpoena. You don't have to tell them anything.
Yeah, I don't even answer the door. And when the census person keeps banging, open the door, and I say, look, criminal, I don't care that you're a monkey and got a tag. They're saying you're some federal officer. It's illegal to come here and ask me all these questions. You can ask me how many people live here. Now, are you going to leave if I tell you that? Or are you going to sit there with your fake 50-question garbage? And they say, sir, it is the law. And I go, then call the cops. I slam the door on them. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, that bears out what I'm saying. Don't tell them. Lie to them. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, let's play their game. And so you don't tell them you've got anything. And as we now know, they're going to bulk food manufacturers and asking, which we did a program on, I guess, yesterday, who's buying all the food. And that's why I told, I started telling people to buy food in 1965. Now, of course, the two batches they bought in between they've eaten since, but the food was always good. And it's better today the way it's prepared. But like Steve said, it is the most important thing besides water. I mean, you've got to have those two things. And you don't want to let the government or anybody else know what you've got. And don't you tell anything to anybody about anything that you've got.
What do you think of Holder just caught red-handed lying and saying, well, I didn't intend to mislead you. In certified testimony, he was running the whole operation. It's all been confirmed. And he just sits there and says, well, I didn't mean to be misleading when I lied to you. I mean, what an incredible criminal.
Well, that's right. And that's what this has evolved to. There's always been lying. you know, go back to the third century before Christ, you've got the same thing. But it has been refined today into a very fine art. And they all do it. It's a criminal syndicate, and you can expect them from them. You can't expect a level playing field or a fair legal field for you to operate in. You can't count on the courts and the law to defend you. You've got to do what you have to do to survive. And
yeah, some people say, well, why should I have gold or silver or firearms? They might take it. Well, why not go jump off a cliff now? Because somebody might kill you. The world's always tried to take what you've got. That's why we've had checks and balances to try to protect ourselves. Now they're going out the window. We're all in danger. What do you make of the NDAA passing and the indefinite detention of citizens, military on the street, them undoing that now, and the FEMA documents we got where they've got Kellogg, Brown, and Root, who built the camps. That's Wall Street Journal 6 years ago. Now actually preparing to man them. Does that not show us that they're really concerned about collapse?
Yeah, and the outcome of collapse, which is chaos, and they'll put people in these camps to save them from all the chaos, when in fact it's a suppression technique. But it was to be expected because America didn't do what it could have done during the 70s and 80s and 90s to stop these people. Nobody wanted to pay attention, and they're still in denial. And they're getting information now from yourself and others all over the world, and there's no excuse for them to be in the position that they're in today. And
yeah, but I've been to I've been to a picnic, a rodeo, and a World's Fair, and I've never seen, Bob, them actually prepare to activate the camps and to fully staff them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's true. And now they have the reason to do it through this legislation. And, of course, throwing these senators out of office and the congressmen at the House, that's going to help. But it's a little bit late, isn't it? I mean, this shows you the dynamics, the absolute positive reason to have Ron Paul as our next president and people like him in Congress. If we can accomplish that, we can beat these people. We can turn all this stuff around.
By the way, there's hit pieces out today by the dozen saying Ron Paul, okay, he's probably going to win Iowa, but it's just a fluke. Ignore him. He's been in second or third place for the last 6 months. Everybody else falls by the wayside. There are so many skeletons in Gingrich's closet that he'll never be president. He's a ringer. I mean, and they keep trying the mantra, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. God literally always works this way. Here is a great part of the solution, a sign that America wants to go back to the Constitution. Here he is on a silver platter. But you notice he's not, a Ken Doll liar, you know, in a cutesy suit and everything. He's an old man, but he's a statesman and a scholar. Here is our chance. And if America lets these criminals keep us from electing Ron Paul, but see, here's the thing. They know Iowa's a caucus state where it's old-fashioned hands. That's why they know he's going to win. They plan on cheating in the other areas with the machines. But again, they're so scared, Bob, because if he wins in Iowa and starts winning in landslides, then their machines, it's been proven, get caught if they can only cheat in 5 to 10 point increments. They can't, too big a cheat from the experts I agree with, Bev Harris and others, too big a cheat, they can't do it.
Well, let's put them there. It means the existence of every one of you, children, grandchildren, all your progeny for centuries to come will even live in bondage if you don't elect that man. I can't tell you strongly enough. I've been in this for 53 years, and his life has run parallel to mine. Only he was a doctor and I was a stockbroker. But we're only 2 months apart. That has nothing to do with anything. But anyway,
no, it does. I mean, people that you're born, people that you're born at the same time, you're from the same culture, same everything. It's same experiences. It's like broodmates or something. Now, I want to go to Tim, Nancy, John, Kevin, and Phil, and we'll do a little bit of overdrive. We'll finish that with Bob Chapman. But I briefly wanted to do some plugs here. You can get a free year subscription either in hard copy or digital which is a $159 value when you buy one gold franc from Midas Resources. And the gold franc's at a great price, 800-686-2237. If you want to get a complimentary copy, you can just call them. They'll send you a hard copy or an email version. It is invaluable reading. Again, you can go to Midas Resources and find that online, or 800-686-2237. And lastly, we're only running this until Christmas. All 18 of my films on DVD are $99.95. That's 70% off. I've never offered anything even near this. I mean, I've never even offered 50% off on the Everything Special. This is 70% off, and you can do all your Christmas shopping at once and support the InfoWar. You know we're fighting hard, folks. You know we're at the tip of the spear here. So, again, you can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD, InfoWars.com, and in the Fed bumper stickers and the Citizen Rulebook, all of that, $99.95. And we're running a special right now, 70% off of that special, 44% off on a yearly membership for the nightly news and the daily video stream of the show and all the films at PrisonPlanet.tv. And a few months ago, we got a lot of new members, and it would kind of get slow at times and stuff, but we've upgraded everything now. It's super fast, even at peak times. And I appreciate all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, if you need any help or have any questions about signing up. People keep asking about signing up without using a credit card. We've got a deal where you can call us and do that. And I think I'm going to start a deal where you just order it online if you want, or call us, and then we just mail you a card with a username and passcode we make up. But you can call us and set it up that way as well, but we're going to develop that system. So 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And as long as you get your order into us by the 19th, even by mail, we can guarantee it for Christmas delivery. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, let's go to some calls here and then some more news with Bob Chapman. Tim in Washington, you're on the air with your question for Bob.
Yes, I was curious to find out if you guys have a ratio in your head to that's going to trigger a banker collapse or a bank run in America.
Well, there's already bank runs all over Europe centering around Greece because the government's just taking it out through wire transfers, paying it directly to the bankers. Bob Chapman, a metric or numbers to look for are signs of an impending bank run or holiday.
Well, I think the best thing to do in the country that you're in is talk to people who work in banks. And say, you know, do you have a lot of people taking money out? And the teller, if you may, says, do we? I don't know how much it is, but it's a lot. And that's the way you find out. Like when we were on a lot, you and I, in Greece over the last couple of years, I've been telling everybody, get your euros out of the bank. And they're doing it. What are they withdrawing? Probably 30% to 40% of the money. And in each country, it's going to continue. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. I told people to get your euros out of the bank in Germany and France and all these other places. Take the money and buy gold and silver, whatever way you can. The best deals you can make for yourself.
And by the way, MF Global is causing people to get their money out of the bank as well. Sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
And if you have gold coins, you can get out of harm's way. I mean, what do you think? For centuries, the British and other armed forces have sewn in British sovereigns into the clothing of airmen and others as well. And they still do it. I don't know what coins they're using right now, but they're still doing
sovereigns,
it.
They use,
people write to me and tell me.
No, they use quarter-ounce British sovereigns. Even their soldiers in the field are issued them. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, John.
A hugely important article by the former Pakistan chief of the Pakistan military completely blows away this phony war on terror. And if you can get it, Alex, it's called ISAF Aggression Against Pakistan, ISAF standing for NATO. And he says those 28 Pakistani soldiers who were killed by the drone a couple weeks ago were not only deliberately murdered, but they were killed because they were attacking Al-Qaeda forces there, and these Al-Qaeda forces sent an SOS to NATO and American aircraft and gunships who rushed to the rescue of these trapped militants. And he says the two Pakistani posts came under intense fire from NATO. The Pakistani officer commanding the post immediately contacted NATO and warned them that they were being attacked.
I've seen that in other reports. No, Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. That's on record. But what was the headline on the article you're talking about, John?
ISAF aggression against Pakistan. It was an information clearinghouse. I think this shows that even the
ISAF aggression against Pakistan. We'll look it up. Briefly going to break. But thank you, John. Bob, what's your take on Pakistan?
Oh, they've had American troops, airborne special forces guarding that facility for the last 3 or 4 years that I know of. And, one of our subscribers is in that group. And so we know what's going on there. And so I think what they want to do is neutralize Pakistan's nuclear ability by taking it over. And I just don't know how they're going to go about
that. Well, they're going to use civil war. Civil war is the pretext to physically invade, which if you think Afghanistan's bad, oh, my gosh. Wow. All right, Bob, stay there. More calls straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
This is not America, my friends. Everything this government does is illegitimate at the highest levels. And people have to make a decision whom they're going to serve. You can rationalize by fear and then think, oh, I'll just go along with the system, I'll be okay. No, you're not. This is a great test that we're living right now. I can't tell you how important tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars Nightly News is going to be. We're going to do this segment. The official radio show will end, but still audio and video streams. We'll do 5 extra minutes so I can get to everybody that's holding. Bob Chapman, again, is our guest. Let's talk, as he is every Friday in the third hour. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Fine.
Hey, Kevin, welcome. Kevin's listening on the internet, I think, or the radio and doesn't know. We're going to go back to Kevin in a minute. Let's go ahead and talk to Nancy in California. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex and Bob, and I just want to thank you for your most excellent work.
Thank you.
I have a question about mortgages, and I'm wondering what will the banks do with mortgages if and when the dollar is further devalued or crashes? Can the mortgages be paid off with devalued dollars, or will the mortgage balances be revalued? And I'm wondering, I have some cash. Should I pay off my home now and leave me with very little cash? Or I'm just confused about
it. Well, it's always hard to give individual advice because we don't know all the factors. But personally, Bob, what would you do off of her question?
Well, first of all, I take the cash and I buy gold and silver. Second of all, I wouldn't worry about paying off anything. Third of all, nobody knows what they're going to do until we get there. What is get there? When the dollar becomes devalued and you have less purchasing power than you had before and still the outstanding bill is higher.
What about the question about it? Because I'm always wondering that. They've done different things. What about, let's say you got a $300,000 mortgage. You owe $200,000 on it. And they devalue the currency, so it's easy to pay off. But a lot of times they just increase the mortgage and have some national mortgage holiday. How do you see that happening, Bob?
Well, as I was saying, the people, the bankers, the government, in all likelihood, would say you have to pay off the original amount. And were you to have to do that, you would lose the house. And the reason they would do that is that they could nationalize housing that way.
Yeah, I understand. Some people can't pay it. I'm saying if the dollar's devalued, will they increase the note of the house?
No, it'll stay at the same level, but the dollar will have far less purchasing power.
So they'll keep the mortgages in your research at the same amount they are now.
That's right. And that way you'll lose your home. They got $6.8 million right now in foreclosure default. And over the next 3 years, they'll have about $11 million. And let's say 3 years from now, hypothetically, the dollar dropped two-thirds in value. Well, they'd end up maybe with another 11 million homes. And the ones that they didn't have, they'd make an offer for, own them all. And then they tell everybody in the country that we own them all. And if you want to live in them, you pay us rent. But with that comes instructions as to where you're going to live. And so on and so forth.
By the way, the feds are already doing that. They're already saying they may nationalize a bunch of houses and do that. And then under federal rulings, they say you don't have rights. They can come in and inspect what you're doing because you live in a government house.
That's right. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wrote about this 8 years ago when I predicted the fall of Fannie and Freddie. And there was the nationalization thereof. That's what's happened. Now, the next step is total nationalization of homes.
All right, stay there, Bob. We're going to do 5 more minutes. Main show's over. God bless you all. We're going to come back in overdrive. Infowars.com only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.